Back to the U.S. now and a story from the American West. Walk through forests of that region and you're likely to see centuries-old pine and cedar trees that have had their bark peeled off in a special way. As KUNC's Raelynn Bishel reports, archaeologists don't know why ancient tribes peeled some of the bark away, and they're running out of time to solve the mystery.
Cassandra Atencio says for tribes like the Southern Ute of Southwest Colorado, these ponderosa pines are as important as cliff dwellings or pictographs.
Because we were little and we were nomadic and we weren't like Pueblos and our Navajos. These trees show that we were here.
Atencio is a cultural representative for the Southern Ute Indian tribe. These special ponderosa pines are scattered across the Rocky Mountain region, and they all have something in common, a big chunk of bark missing from one side, peeled away by people sometime in the last few hundred years.
This is real. It places our footprint on the landscape as Ute people, as a tribe.
There are a bunch of them here, on the edge of a meadow south of the San Juan Mountains.
That is a humdinger right there.
Archaeologist Mark Mitchell walks up to a gnarled tree about as wide across as two people. Its thick red bark is curling in to reclaim an exposed area that looks a lot like a telephone pole.
We're looking at a place where, in the past, native peoples have removed the outer bark.
He says they did it to get to a spongy white material inside, called phloem.
Some people describe it as a little astringent. I think it tastes kind of coconutty.
Mitchell is the research director for a nonprofit archaeology organization called the Paleocultural Research Group. They teamed up with the Forest Service to study trees like this one.
Okay.
Volunteers start taking measurements and photos. One person starts screwing a hollow pole into the tree, as thin as a drinking straw.
There we go.
The sample will give a date for when the peel happened.
Got it? Perfect.
There are a lot of questions about these peeled trees.
Yes, there are. One of the biggest questions we have is, what precisely was the purpose of the phloem? We know it's edible.
But, he says, were people eating it because it was a delicacy or because they were starving? Was it medicine or part of a special occasion? Julie Coleman wonders if these trees might reveal patterns about how tribes like the Ute were moving across the landscape. She's an archaeologist with the San Juan National Forest.
Yeah. This is a GPS unit. We get point plots on each tree, and then hopefully we'll see a pattern. And, you know, it might show trails and, you know, passageways.
But Mark Mitchell says they're running out of time to study the peeled trees.
We feel like the clock is ticking now. It's been ticking for a while, but we really feel the urgency of it now.
Drought could kill these trees, or an expanding beetle infestation could cripple them with a fungus called blue stain, or wildfires could erase them.
Some of the big fires that we've had in Colorado in the last 5 or 6 years have taken some of these trees. We know that.
But time could also get them. Some of these trees could be 500 years old, like this one.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
Wow.
That is neat. That is amazing. I was hoping we would find one of these.
For this tree, people didn't just scrape off the edible part. They also pried off 6 planks of wood, presumably to build something, like a traditional cradle board to carry a baby in. That's what it reminded Cassandra Atencio of.
Oh, wow.
Seeing it brought her to tears.
Wow.
Just a couple years ago, she made a cradle board for her grandson.
And I wanted to do his cradle board old school.
She'd wanted to peel a ponderosa plank for the backboard, but didn't know how. But here was an example, right in front of her.
How long has it been since there's been a Ute woman standing here in this spot again? This is really special. And I feel really good.
For Here and Now, I'm Raelynn Bishel.
Ray's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.